The events connected, the events, the different things that will take place, the events connected with the close of probation, the work of preparation for the time of trouble are clearly presented. These events that we're looking at in this timeline have been clearly presented. At the Sunday law, the church is purified. The events that Sister White here is referring to are also symbolized in many parables and prophecies in the Bible. At the Sunday law, Laodicea is spewed out of the mouth of the Lord. Those people that have the experience of a Laodicean are spewed out of the mouth of the Lord, leaving those people that have the experience of a Philadelphian. Now, I know that that is a troubling statement for some people because they're going to say, well, Philadelphia historically precedes Laodicea. I'm talking about the experience that is symbolized in the Philadelphian church is the experience of one that will be sealed at the Sunday law test. And the experience of those that are going to receive the mark of the beast is the experience of a man that believes that he has great light and in need of nothing and refuses the righteousness of Christ, refuses the eye salve of Christ, refuses to enter into the experience of faith which purifies the soul and works by love. That experience, the Laodicean experience, is what's spewed out of the mouth of the Lord at the Sunday law. The wheat and the tare grow together until the test, and the angels separate the tares from the wheat. The wheat are those that have prepared for the seal of God. The angels separate them through the test, the Sunday law test. The gold is separated from the dross at the Sunday law. The foolish virgins are separated from the wise virgins when the door is closed at the Sunday law test. And there's three places where Sister White says Laodiceans are foolish virgins. Over and over again in the prophecies and the parables of the Bible, this purification of the church is identified, and it takes place at the historical event of the Sunday law. And at that point, the seal of God, another historical event, a waymark, is identified in history. And when a person receives the seal of God, he then begins to receive another historical waymark, the latter rain, the final manifestation of God's character will be portrayed to the world because the bride has made herself ready to receive the powerful indwelling of the Holy Spirit in this great crisis time.